I would say give Trey Songz a round of applause, but I want to give the pimp a round of applause. His first celebrity that he was able to get on the show.
Man,
he finally did it.
I told you. I told you. I sent the helicopter to get him out of traffic. Landed right here on the roof.
None of that happened. None of that happened. First of all,
and he got put out there.
But he did greet me at the door.
He ran out here.
Slang I never heard before.
Mr. Songz. Hey, Mr. Songz.
What did he say?
I don't recall.
he put his hand out.
He's verbiage I've never heard.
That's the way he really talks too.
Oh yeah, I can tell he's fluent in this non-language.
Wow. You picked up on the nonsense immediately. Yeah. Trey Songz is in the studio talking about the new album the whole night. You know what? Because the pimp is giving me that look. You know, I'm a defer myself to the crew. It seems like they have a relationship. They know you. Jay Mack is close beside you. Keisha Nicole is in the building. Keisha Nicole, we just got her. We just acquired her. She's straight out of L.A. We just acquired her.
Well,
she,
I'm from L.A., but her. I she's had a been detour. Here.
You were last in Cincinnati, right?
Indy.
She is our most recent acquisition and a great one, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I would say so as well. Looking at this room, I would say y'all need her in here.
Uh-oh. Well, Pimp, I guess you don't got a job no more, but we can talk about that later. So how was the trip, man? They say that you just made it in from D-Town.
Oh, yeah. We just drove down, man. We spent 2 days up in Dallas. It's been a long, couple weeks just doing promo, touching city to city, but it's been gratifying.
Do you ever get tired of this, man? I mean, this is part of the... It's like every album, new single, here we go again.
You know, actually this time and the last time, they give you the option to do as much work as you want to do. You know, it's because, the work you do is... that's your work. It's your album. It's your career.
That's right.
It's whatever
you
want to do. And for myself, having been done this for 12 years, I think it's even more important for me to come out and do the circus and work just to show artists that are young, that this is still alive, to work and really just give your all and go. Like, I've been doing in stores, I've been doing meet and greets and all that. And outside of it being work, you go into places you don't go often, and I love the experience of every album rollout and getting to meet the fans and really going city to city and touching the demographic in different ways.
You know, you just said you got 12 years. I keep forgetting. I keep feeling like you just came out.
So that's a good feeling, boy. I'm 22.
I mean, literally, you started off a child in this. You're a grown man. You're like the OG now. How does that feel? Do the other young cats respect you as? Are you the OG? Because you had other OGs when you was coming out, the R. Kellys and all them.
Man,
now you the OG.
Gerald LaVert was in my first video, man. You know, so that's like, thinking all the way back to where I was when I began to where I am now. And it's still amazing. You know, I had cats hit me up like, oh man, I grew up to your music. I'm like, how old are you? Like, man, I'm 23 or I'm 24. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
and it's just awesome. It's an amazing feeling to be respected in the game and to have, the respect of a veteran, but still feel as though,
you're a young guy.
Yeah.
You technically are a young guy.
But 12 years in the music industry nowadays is like,
that's an old man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because you have people that come and you don't see their next single or their next project. It's just a blessing, man, to be able to have withstood, the changes of the game.
How? Why? Why were you
Hard
able
work.
To? What makes you different from a lot
Hard
of the guys
work.
That started with you 12 years ago that ain't
Hard
here no more?
Work, being dedicated and, loving those that love you. I think a lot of times, in the music industry, we try to, do things for other people and do things for stats or chart placement or this award or that award. Mm-hmm. I've consistently made music for my fans every time I come out, not reaching for pop success because a certain sound came out, like, oh, you try this and you'll get a certain amount of success on the pop charts, mm-hmm. or you'll sell this much, or you'll get international success here. I just stayed true to who I was and just, show love to the fans all the way through.
All the decisions that have been made for your career, is this all you?
I can't say it's all me because it's a 12-year process, whereas though, I've learned throughout to, take my career by the horns, mm-hmm. As you start as a youngin, it's a little weird because you have people who you put in positions to do things for you and trust them to do it. And, to any artist out there or anybody out there trying to build a brand or build any kind of business or have any type of success, whether you have people in position who do jobs for you, you should still know what it is they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
As a young man, you entrust those things and, if it doesn't happen and you don't know what's going around, your whole world can move. And that happened to me before, like having to switch management.
Mm. Was it because of decisions that they made, or you found them doing, made, or found out that they weren't doing what they were supposed to do?
Okay. It was both. I ain't throw nobody under the bus. You know, that was years and years ago. But just knowing when to shift gears, knowing
that ran its course at that particular time,
exactly.
And it's time to run another race.
And knowing that your career is only yours. You know, the thing about being an artist is you are that artist. You know, managers can go on and manage other artists. Mm-hmm. Labels can go on and sign other acts. Label reps will be in towns with other artists. Radio stations will interview other artists. But you always be that artist. So if you don't realize that you are the most important thing in the equation, that is your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that, you know, your business is something you should know everything about. From your marketing to how much money people spending on you to et cetera, et cetera. Then, you know, you might get in that whirlwind where as though people not really holding you, taking care of your career with as much care as they can.
That's right. Trey Songz is in the studio with us this morning. Tremaine, the name of the new album. You know what? I was just curious. I went back and I'm like, I wonder if the guy who was doing production for him when he first started is still doing stuff for him. And I looked at the new album, and I'm like, my God.
He opened the album up.
He still got tracks with this dude.
Yeah.
So actually, I wanted to salute you, give you a little dap on that, because most dudes, they blow up, and then whomever they help them to get to where they are, they have a bad case of amnesia.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that? And I thought that, I was like, this guy has to be a pretty cool dude.
To take that even a step further, man, like, you know, when people are in production deals, and I won't say no names, but you have an artist and you have a producer, and they come in the game together, and they make these hits and whatever, and then you see them stray away, as you mentioned. But I was with Troy for 6 albums. Like, I was actually signed to him. Like, most production deals are supposed to be that long, but people get out of them due to success. They like, oh, well, I sold this much. I did this. I don't need
it. So why'd you stay? Because we know that you had success.
Yeah, that's my dog. Like,
you could have got rid of him probably
loyalty,
about what? Several years ago.
That's what's lost in the business right now.
I know, man. You know, I slept on his futon when, you know, I was trying to make it when he had a family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just looking back on life.
Was it a return favor? Like, I don't really need Troy.
I love Troy. Troy made me who I am, like, musically. Like, he taught me what R&B was.
That's
like,
right.
I wanted to rap. Like, I was hip-hop head. He was like, he would give me CDs. Like, man, listen to this Earth, Wind & Fire. Listen to this Stevie Wonder. Listen to this Marvin Gaye. This Prince. This Steely Dan. This all type of music that I, you know, that I wasn't really all the way interested in at the time. So, like I said, 6 albums is a production deal. This is the first album where I'm not signed to him. So I'm signed directly right now. But that's my guy, though. You know what I mean? And he completes me musically as far as sonics are concerned. So you hear the first 2 songs on the album, which are very personal, actually. We did those songs together. And that's actually the songs I'm most proud of, actually.
Well, I had to commend you on that.
Eight times.
When I saw that, I'm like, man, he still let this dude get in on some of the action, man.
Yeah,
I definitely, I respect that, and I respect loyalty.
I appreciate you.
I'm high on loyalty, to a fault.
Me too, sometimes.
Yeah, me.
You know,
and
I think a lot of people are. You know, loyalty, we got to realize that loyalty is, if ever there's a debt, then the debt most certainly can be paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it. But loyalty is a difference than having a debt to somebody. Mm. You know what I mean? Loyalty is in your heart, knowing that you respect and will give this person what they deserve from you, as far as friendship, as far as business, as far as relationships are concerned. Because a debt can be paid.
That's right. Can I talk to you about your Trey Angels? This is a very dedicated group of young people who fight for you. Can you describe? Give me a visual of who this person is.
Oh man!
Because if somebody say something negative about you,
they're jumping out the gym.
Yeah, and only a few artists got these, you know, these factions that will go in and let you have it if you say something. It's like maybe 5 strong factions.
And you know what's crazy about that? Like, it's, as much as I appreciate, you know, people going to bat for me, I think it's just crazy because opinions are so different these days. Like, you used to talk around the circle of your friends, or everything is said for the world to see or for the world to hear. So immediately, opinions are turned into this crystallization of fact.
Like,
it's an opinion. You know, everybody has moments where they say things or whatever. So I don't really get offended by things people say too tough. And I don't really expect people to get too offended by what I say too tough. Because when you speak it to the world about things you haven't really spoken to people about, You know what I mean? It leaves so much room for, you know. Look at you. What you laughing?
Man, he talking so that
happy. Because he just having you here, Mr. Songz. J.Q. though, like, man, that's Trey Songz over there talking. Man, I got all this songs.
Yeah, he's talking just like it.
Tripidiculous. Tripidiculous. Inconspicuous.
He happy you here.
That's my dog.
And I mean, this is the most straightest guy way.
He
just,
right now. Yeah, look at him.
He don't enjoy. There's a couple of people he enjoy. You Chris 50 Brown. Cent, Chris Brown. There's a couple of y'all, man. So,
that's love.
Man, you go on, you enjoy Chris Brown. I mean, you enjoy Trey while he here.
Man, you know that's the Pippin, but this is what I got to ask you. I got to ask you, man.
Make sure, listen. I'm going to need you to talk so he understands.
That's what I'm going to say. He understands that.
Don't
Pip
say
language.
Nothing I understand. One time.
Man, look here. This is what I want to know.
Oh, Lord.
While I was matriculating through the internet and everything, right. I was noticing itself. That VH1 came to you and you did the web series Looking for Love. Now, Pippa, your nature, I know you got the tenders just coming out of jets and airplanes everywhere. So what made you want to try to look for love that way? And did you find it to the aspirations that you needed to fulfill your destiny in life?
Hold on.
First of all, sorry. Let's start with that. My apologies.
I find it to the aspirations. I don't know if that's it, but I think I know what you was trying to say.
Yeah.
Shout out to VH1, man, who played along in the marketing campaign. You know, today's day and age, you can make an album any kind of way. You can, you know, you can make a movie with it. You could drop it randomly. You could. It's not like the days. Look my homeboy out there wilding. Y'all ain't seen him dance. Yeah. But I say that to say, man, I just wanted to be creative this time around. Definitely would never really do a reality show looking for love. If y'all think back, like, probably, 7 years ago, actually, wow, BET, My Moment was the only reality show I ever did. And, you know, when I did that, I wanted it to be somewhat enlightening, you know, something that would teach people something. So yeah, if I ever was to do television in a reality aspect, I want it to be something where, as though people could take something beneficial for their soul, for their mind away. I know people love drama, though. I know people my whole career have also wanted to know my love interest, you know, relationship. What do you think about this? So being that, looking at the analytics, looking at the viewership of VH1, looking at my audience, the demographics match up.
Yeah.
So just thinking about a marketing campaign and thinking about more ways to get people's eyes and just to have fun, you know what I mean? Yeah. And from an entertaining aspect, I wanted to shoot something that was visually beautiful, that was cinematic, that was also television-like, that was also music video-like. So Atlanta gave me creative liberty. I directed 5 videos. And it was a great experience, man. VH1 wanted to be a part of it. When they heard the concept, they were like, how can we help you roll it out? So they just wanted to be a part of it in that way. And thanks to everybody that tuned in, saw the videos, and everybody that got food, I apologize.
Man. You mentioned the other reality show that you did. Do you ever regret any of the other moves that you made when the TV show stuff that you did?
No, I think, you know, early, because that was very, even me being able to look back at my moment, because it really was a moment for me. It was very pivotal in my career. Kevin Lyles had just become my manager. Invented Sex had came out. Say I was coming, rising up the charts. My first tour with Jay-Z, like my first arena tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a learning experience for me, and taking that learning experience on for other people to learn from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I've been approached to do reality TV. I've been approached, especially since this, because VH1 got a lot of hits and they got a lot of people, you know, wondering about, you know, is he really going, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What you doing?
That's your album.
You on the grind? Flashback Friday.
Look, J-Mac, get off social media. You're distracting Trey Songz. You can do that when we're in here. He does that all the time.
Had the phone here the whole time.
all up in your face. My apologies once again.
My whole peripheral.
My apologies once again. They don't know how to act when they got to start here. My apologies.
This is a homie.
I know, but you still got the camera all up in his face, man. But I wouldn't
know where
to
find a picture from.
They got 10 other cameras in here, man. Let them get it, man.
Pimpadosis matriculus.
You're face sitting right up under him like you his little brother or something.
Nah, come on, man.
I think he got to be there for the camera angle.
Right. Oh, so he can be seen with you. I told y'all I was with Trey Songz. I told y'all I know him. We boys.
Come on, man. Really?
Brother with the pound of pitch.
You know, I'm just going to call it how I see it, man.
But true, today we going now.
You all, I'm going to talk about what y'all going to be doing later on today. I'm going to get into that.
Look, he can't wait to tell.
You know what? Do you ever feel like you're in competition? I mean, you got a lot of hit songs. Right. When you did Say I'm like, ooh.
Right.
Where you go after this?
Right.
Because when they get huge like that, you know, ever get scared? Like, man, am I going to be able to give them one more?
To be scared is you know, to be.
Because you know the record company looking for the next hit. Trey, that was great. Say, oh, we need three more of those.
Well, yeah, I done gave him three, four more. But you know, it's definitely a competition with yourself every walk of the way. And you gotta remember that constantly, because people will put you in competition with other folks, and you can't control what other folks do. You can only control what you do. So I'm constantly in competition with myself, not always to make a bigger record or a record that'll sell more, but just to continue to be true to myself and continue to make music that that feels true to my spirit. One thing that let me know I was doing the right thing in having that mindset, like having spent time overseas, I was kicking it with Drake, watching his show, and I came out performing with him, and I was watching the show with Sade. Like,
That's right. I did see you take the picture with Sade.
We spent time backstage, and just I was next to her the whole time. Like, the honor to be next to her the whole time. Right. Like, I'm really, like, talking to her, like, trying to get a piece of this unicorn knowledge that she has. Just her spirit is amazing when you stand next to her. So she was just telling me that in order to, because I was asking about the changing in music and like a lot of things that I'm thinking, like as I become a veteran in the game and looking at her, somebody who's been doing this over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about music? How do you feel when you go make an album? Mm-hmm. Are you working on music, et cetera, et cetera? And she was just telling me, man, you got to live within your moment so wholeheartedly. You got to be so invested into your creativity, into your spirit, into what it is you're trying to create, that the noise from the outside cannot interrupt that. So with that being said, I just wanted to, with this album, and it's been 3 years since I made an album. Of course, I put a couple mixtapes out. I put a couple bodies of work out. But while making this album, as streaming changed, as the sounds of what was a hit on the radio changed, you think about 3 years, this is probably the fastest years in music, 3 years that has, you know, with streaming being now more than albums.
That's
you
right.
Know, streaming
right.
is now being equivalents to album sales.
That's right.
So many different things change. Mm-hmm. If you're not really, and I took this to translate to life as well, not just music, but to life. If you're not really walking in your walk, you know, you're going to stumble looking at somebody else. If you're in a race, and you know, horses have blinders on when they race. Yeah. So they can't see the other horses.
Mm-hmm.
So they can only see their lane. They can only see in front of them. So that's all I try to focus on, is in front of me.
Speaking of that, going back to Drake, did you know Drake was going to be that big? Because you was one of the first people I ever saw work with Drake.
Yeah, I mean,
and at the time, you was bigger. So I'm like, how did he get Drake on his album?
I had belief in Drake early on. You know, I want, if had I been.
Why?
Because he was dope. Look at him.
I mean, but at this particular point, he didn't have anybody.
No,
so what made you want to work?
Because you ain't putting a whole bunch of people on your records.
Yeah, because don't nobody have to have nothing with nobody for me to know they dope. Like a producer can, like, and everything from a mixing engineer, I could tell when you special. You know what I mean? Like Jason Joshua, he mixes all the hit records on the radio. He mixed my first record. He was an intern. I was the first person that gave him a shot to mix a record.
Wow.
So that just speaks to the type of things I see in music. You know, when I met Drake, he was super talented, and, you know, he was already a actor. A lot of people said, you know, he's corny. He's light-skinned. He's Toronto. He's half Jewish. It'll never work. Like, really, these are the things that people said about Drake. Yeah. Even as he's successful, these are the things they point out. But as music changed, and as somebody just speaking their emotion and being able to rap and being able to sing the way he did, like Drake wanted to sign me. We had conversations about, no, you can't sign me because I'm not even really in a position to take care of your career right now. You know, so to see him blow up the way he has is only, like, been gratifying for me. You know what I mean? Like, people put us in competition with one another, but all wholeheartedly, like, a man's success is a man's success. You can't determine how you feel about your success or what's successful to any man by the way the outside world views it. Mm-hmm. Like my success and what I want to accomplish is for me to know what that is mm-hmm. for somebody else is for somebody else. So I'm very proud of him. I'm very happy to see him actually reach the levels that he has.
Wow.
Man. Trey Songz is in the studio with us this morning. The album is called Tremaine. I don't even feel right calling them albums anymore, to be honest with you. Because kids, they're not going to buy your CD. They don't care about
you. Well, I just left about from in-store in Dallas yesterday where 400 was sold, and signed them all. And in Virginia where 500 albums were sold.
Still, people like them hard copies.
And you're going somewhere today.
No. I have demographics and analytics, whereas though my fan base is still 50-50 hard copy, 50% streams.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Well, I know they got
and I
here.
I love that about my fans.
They said that you're going to be at Cactus Music today from 6 until 8.
Yeah.
So 2110 Portsmouth Street.
Come
he will
get
be out
your
there.
CD signed.
He said he's still doing it old-fashioned style, baby.
Go buy your CD so
people,
you'll be
people
ready.
Come buy the CD and they actually got it on their phone and they buy it. It's almost like vinyl was 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Okay. I ain't mad at that. Trey, you know I can't let you get out of here about talking about this war battle beef that's going on.
Who got a war?
Well, let's not call it
beef until somebody die.
God, wow.
That sounded ending.
No, I'm just saying that's real life. Where I'm from, beef is really violent. This conversations and you know misconceptions and you know people you know blurting words out over radio airways of tweets that ain't really beef to me.
Well, let me tell you this. I thought what you did originally as it related to Miss Minaj, I thought it was respectable, and I think you responded quickly and in the right way. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how it could have been misconstrued for anything different. I thought you did exactly what you meant to do. You seem to have been clear on social media about it. That's why I'm as it continues on still today, I'm really trying to get to grips as to what...
I mean, a conversation was never had after that happened. So then you have me on the promo tour, people asking me constantly the same thing. So after you ask me the same question 100,000 times, you're going to get one answer where you know I ain't really clear-headed.
Right.
You know, you're going to get one answer out of emotional distress. Right. Because you know, it's really my friend. This is somebody I made music with. This is somebody I had a great relationship with that was separated by something I ain't even do, something where I ain't do nothing wrong.
That you ain't got no problem.
Right. So when the question comes about, a million times after the fact, you're like, yeah, I'm mad. Mm-hmm. You know, so outside of that, man, I wish her amazing success. I think time heals all wounds. I think as adults, you know, anybody could get past anything. But once again, like I was saying earlier, this is what happened when you got opinions being spewed over the air and just being spewed out mm-hmm. versus conversations being had. And then you have the world to enlighten and enhance and ignite a fire under whatever's being said.
Since you've came out, see, this social media thing, it was sort of in the mix. I think when you first came out, Trey, is it MySpace still?
Yeah, first came out,
it's MySpace. So it ain't really to this level. So how you, as an artist, how have you been dealing? Because, you know, everything, wasn't there something with Trey where there was supposedly some, he was sex tape or
sex tape, whatever. It been it all. This is the cop. It been everything this year.
Does it? But does
anything
I mean,
that happened got my name?
But now stories can be told by anybody.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? About on social media and whatever you do or whatever happens, mm-hmm. be it true or not, it becomes a story because everyone.
The more falsified it is, actually, the bigger it becomes. You know, and you know, I know how to play with that. I know how to manipulate things to get people to say what I want them to say. I know what to say in an interview. I know what I'm doing, you know. But, you know, when you think about it all, it goes back to the thing I've been saying this whole time. Like, it's going to be a lot of noise. I call that noise. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of noise surrounding whatever you do when everybody speaks their opinion out to the world before they even really get a real opinion. It's almost like when people listen to music. And not to say this is about my album, just an album in general. People will go listen to the first song. Oh, I hate this. You know what I'm saying? And they tweet to the whole world.
Right.
Then you got 10 more people that gonna go retweet it without listening. You got that's it's like that with a story as well. Mm. Whether it be true or not, people will take it for face value. It's like how many people thought I really had a reality show even 3 weeks after? Because people take things for face value. They will read a headline without investigating.
They didn't even know it was on the web. They thought it was on TV. It's called second season about to start. What?
You were the main one.
I didn't even know.
Hey, look. Got him. Got him.
I knew he
you,
was.
You are the media that Trey Songz is talking about.
I said, well, I didn't say no goddamn.
He said, oh, man, that one from you. That one, she going to be back. My tricky lady sounds true.
All right, y'all. Trey Songz is in the studio. We'll take a really quick break. We'll come back and
Jake play a song from now.
We cannot have him come here and not play a song off the album.
Man, we gonna make it, dude.
Right, man, you see, talk about he on your, you see how he on your team?
Hey, man, we gotta talk about some of these songs too.
He songs on the album on the way here.
Yeah, he has some spots. So he hit some spots.
JQ would like to ask specific questions about Trey to Trey. About his songs on his album, and we will allow him that opportunity next, okay? Can we do that?
Which one it is, Q?
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Manhattan Morning Show. Trey Songz in the studio. He has a brand new album that is available called Tremaine.
Yeah.
They over there having waiting. Man. Hey, y'all know we live, right? We live.
Oh, yeah, we back. Fun, we having a whole little side.
And back to the show.
Man. Who you shouting out, man?
Tierra from Twin Peaks. She wants you to come by for lunch.
Tierra, he done tried to get that shout out off 5 times in the off break.
Like, he working for y'all over there or something.
Tierra, much love to you, baby. You say you fine. You finna show me.
Everybody was trying to prove that they go back with Trey Songz. Everybody was pulling out their pictures. See, this is the one we took right here. And you know, Mr. Songz is so nice too. He just playing right along with y'all. Yeah, I remember that right there. No, JQ, he don't remember that picture y'all took.
No, he the kind that say, he will say he don't. I remember that kind.
No, I definitely tell you.
Even Keisha Nicole wanted to get on the phone. Like, hold up, this is when I was at K-Day
exactly
right
where
here.
We was at. Look. Yeah, I remember.
I'm the only one here. I ain't got no picture, nothing, man. I feel left
out. Come on, hang with the pimps of the players one time.
I'm going to take me a picture now. Next time he come back, I can be on the phone with you.
I need 60 minutes of verbiage. Just
60, guys.
I missed seconds.
Thank you. I'm glad you changed that.
All right. That'd be an in-depth show.
Give me 60 seconds of some verbiage about Trey Songz.
Oh, man, let me tell y'all something.
He looked at him like, what did he just say?
The funny thing is, Mr. Songz think that's just happening right now.
This is everyday thing.
Come on, let him
check this out. Listen to this. This is real talk in America. The boxing, the silent partner is bringing Trey Songz back for the Tremaine the tour. Now you want to know this? It's going down Friday, May 26th at Warehouse Live, and tickets gonna sell today. Damn it!
Right now.
What time?
What they gonna sell? They on sale. In about 10 minutes.
Okay.
10 o'clock.
Actually, 10 o'clock.
Man, okay. And then Trey Songz going to be doing a special meet and greet for everybody that buys the Tremaine CD at Cactus Music today. You're going to be over there from 6 to 8, 2110 Portsmouth Street. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be going down.
Okay.
And then later on tonight, me and him going to rock for the tenders and drink. We're going to do it big, baby.
We ain't talking about chicken.
Heather going to come out.
I am.
You said you're going to bring out your chains tonight.
He ain't coming.
You know, this fool is trying to force me to come out to the club.
He said he's going to bring out his chains.
Yeah, come bring out the old chains, man.
Even Trey had to laugh at that.
Yeah, they say I'm sounding very slavery-ish. He bringing back the chains? Damn.
So make sure y'all go buy the CD, man.
Can he kick a clean freestyle?
I know he's inside
of all that R&B that y'all hear. Inside of all that R&B is a rapper, you know what I'm saying? But I know you don't get a chance.
Some of my actions lately, huh?
Only you said that, not me. We wouldn't even bring that up. Every now and again, you got to smack a law. Every now and again, Mr. Trey, you got to smack the laws. I get it, man. Let's not talk about that, though, man. We let the other morning
show. Put a beat on. I want to rap with him.
Really?
He didn't come here for that. He bobbing his head already.
That's how you know he knows me
from back in the day. Right. Cause he like, let's freestyle.
Yeah, right.
Put out this super R&B album. He like, let's kick it. Put on a Biggie beat.
Put it on.
Some screw.
Put it on.
Riding dirty. Hold on.
He said, forget his album that he here trying to promote. Let's just freestyle.
It's gonna sell regardless.
Yeah, it's true.
Some things like that you don't have to sell. It sells itself.
My boy.
The Trey Angels, they call all the time. We're gonna be at Cactus today. I'm gonna be out there with him. So let's have fun.
You already know it.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he got his chest big.
Did he tell you that he vegan yet?
Did he tell you that?
Hey, man, go put on some beef.
Hey, tell him what you told Keisha to sit at.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to tell Keisha. I had to tell J-Mac to get up because he wasn't getting out of his seat. Because he wanted to sit beside.
He was about to ask me something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did want to ask, out of all the albums, like, is there, like, one song that's, like, near and dear to your heart, like, that you love over any song ever?
Oh, wow.
You're supposed to get the political answer that. They all my children.
No, I really want to know, though.
No, I love them all. You know, I love to perform Can't Be Friends probably more than any song.
Like, is it personal?
It definitely is. The thing about songs, actually the world knows who she is. She got things going on. I ain't trying to mess that up. But
well, how about the people that don't know? They wanna know now. You done dropped that and put that out there and gonna walk away from it.
That song's so old, we ain't gonna bring that up. But
somebody want to whisper in my ear, so at least I'm
going to Google it.
Okay. I'm going to Google why he's sitting here. I'm going to be disrespectful.
but the thing about that is that was just a special moment in time for me. And when you write records, it's, you know, emotions and thoughts crystallize forever. So, you know, when you sing a song and people sing it, I love seeing the expressions and seeing how passionate people get when they hear the song. Mm-hmm. Like, outside of me just performing it. But if I had to have a favorite song of my own, it wouldn't even be a song. It would probably be the intro to my first album where Aretha Franklin mm-hmm. is on it. And she just, you know, talking to me. She actually preparing me for what would be the music industry. Mm-hmm. What would be what I wouldn't know that I was walking into. And she told me I was going to make it. Like, when I said I got to make it, she said, you sure going to make it. She said, you got to... believe in yourself and don't worry about what nobody else say. She literally say that on the intro to my album, my first album, you know, so that still rings so very true right now, today and every day. So to have had that moment with, you know, Aretha Franklin, she the first pop star of our descent, you know, she was international as a black woman in time where women, let alone black women, weren't even, you know, respected.
Yeah.
You know, so for her to have the resilience and to have done all that she's done, even you think 2005, Aretha Franklin, she been the queen forever. You know, Nicki actually just broke her record, mm-hmm. you know, so that speaks volumes to how huge she is. So, I think that's the most special moment I ever had.
Since your musically. Success, have you talked to Aretha?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
A couple years back, Aretha and Shaka was performing at the Essence Festival. I had my mama with me. We went back there, kicked it with her, you know. And
what were her words to you?
She was like, oh, man, you grown. You know what I mean? She's like, that can't be your mama. Like, Aretha kick it like she my auntie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was amazing and refreshing to just... watch her perform, because I had seen her perform, you know, but, you know, she performed when she wants to, so I'd never seen, like, a live full show. She'd pull up and sing one song, or you see her on TV singing, you know, she sang for Obama when he first came in, but you don't see her perform often, so she had this big orchestra, and it was like, it was just amazing, man. It was dope.
Do you still get starstruck when you meet certain people?
When I met Sade, I was starstruck.
I believe that, man.
I saw her from afar. I saw her for anybody. So I saw her through a corner this big in a sliding band door. I said, yo, that's Sade. Look at him shaking his head. I said, that's Sade. They said, where? I said, yeah, I ain't see her. She ain't there no more. Like, because she was hopping out the van, and, you know, the van it, over there, they have two mm-hmm. sliding doors on both sides. So this one was closing, and that one was closing. I saw her, and then she was on the back side of the van. I said, brother, like, I was freaking. I didn't want her to feel uncomfortable because she could hear me if I yelled too loud. But and then we ended up like sitting right next to her, not even sitting right next to her, but standing right next to her. And then you go from like being uncomfortable, like, I ain't want to put my phone out in front of Sade. Like, I ain't want to ask for a picture. I ain't know what to say to her.
Well, who took y'all picture?
He took our picture.
Okay.
But he kept tapping me, though. He's like, whenever you ready.
He got it ready. He got it ready.
He like, whenever you ready. I see a couple more. I said, bro, just chill. I said, for real, he kept up in the camera. She was like, I said, you want to stand over here? Because it was very tight in the space we was. And she was like, no, I don't, like, the cameraman's right. I said, oh, he worked for me. He could put that whole thing down. Uh-huh. You know, and she just, as the show went on, we got comfortable. We started having conversation. But I was super starstruck.
She don't,
and I've met her before.
Because she don't strike me as the kind of person that go out too often.
Yeah. No, she don't lead. She ain't got no cell phone.
Wow.
Damn. How How's she communicating with the world?
Is smoke sliding in the sky?
I don't think she can. Right.
You know what? See, that's when you on that level, right? That's the level I want to be on.
Well, you don't care.
How y'all, when, how y'all gonna get at it, man? Good luck.
Write a letter to the house. You better plan ahead.
She. So how do you know she don't have a cell phone?
You ask for her number.
Okay, he ain't talking now.
Can't let that out.
The boy talking about everything.
He done talked about stuff that we know we wouldn't even think he talk about.
Can't break that ball. What's that question? Like, with y'all day? You can't break that.
Next question.
I ain't got no cell. I ain't seen her pull one out the whole show.
All right. Man.
Favorite Sade song. Really
favorite
great.
What?
Sade song.
Favorite Sade song. Wow.
I don't know.
Probably Cherish the Day is a great
You know,
one.
Your Love is King. She
Your
wrote
Love is
about
King
me.
Is my favorite.
She wrote that about me.
Oh, wait,
you should
have
asked
that?
Her. You should have asked her.
I mean, I had no pretense to.
I know. We had a deep.
Put me on.
We had a deep relationship. Mm. Yeah, let's not get into
it. No, you didn't, man.
Won't you shut up?
Sorry.
Let a brother dream. There go the white man taking your dreams away again.
He ain't said nothing the whole time.
Yeah, I ain't said nothing but to take my dream away.
You're lying to our guest. You're lying to our guest.
I'm sorry, Trey Songz. I was lying.
We got the token white boy here.
Yeah, you see what he did? Drop down.
Made himself valuable. Man,
don't you lie to that, man. I know I don't talk often. I make sure everything goes.
I make sure the truth is out there all the time.
Do not you lie to him.
I guess we'll have the microphone. Any more acting, Trey?
Actually, he's good, man.
See, I see. You see the way he
doubled back on that.
There you go.
Look, I didn't even know you had a mic over there.
There we go.
Yeah, but I actually shot a movie last year in New Orleans that I'm excited about. It's the first time I'm number one on the call sheet. And what that really means is you're the star of the movie. Like, I did Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You talk about Baggins playing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've been in films before. But this is the first time with all the responsibilities on me where I'm a part of literally every scene almost. And it was a gratifying experience just being able to, you know, take, because I didn't want them to take the celebrity that I have as Trey Songz over there. Like, I wanted to ride in the van with everybody. I wanted to, you know, do the reads with it. I wanted to be broken back down. Because the thing about actors and entertainers in movies is that, you know, when you have a certain amount of success in music, you'll get opportunities that people may not get that have been trying to act their whole life.
That's right.
People that study, people that die, cry, and mm-hmm. really that really give their all to it. So whenever I get an acting opportunity, and this is probably why I haven't done so many, because I want to make sure that I approach it with the responsibility to care and the respect that so many people have for it, because I may get a role just because I have this amount of Twitter followers, this amount of Facebook followers, mm-hmm. I've sold this amount of records. That is valuable to a business. But mm-hmm. Also in the acting world, you see that if an entertainer from this world comes over and they don't do well, that's your last shot. you got to take your time with it. And acting is something, you know, I love, because you see people doing it at all ages. And I just want to, as I get into it and as I get, because I get offered things all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I say no to more than I say yes to, just because I want to be a good actor versus just jumping in movies that they say I'll be good for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love acting, man. I think it's the second closest thing to music as far as, you know, changing your emotions.
Real
you know,
quick, cause you, I guess what's the title of the movie? And where
Blood Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, he got me made sure. He stopped you so you can make sure I can see it.
Film.
Stop, Mr. Songz. What's the name of it? You talking about it, but you ain't gave me a name.
Right, look, he looking for it.
Yeah.
I want to see the movie. I'm into
he's
movies.
About
all that music stuff is cool, but Jimbo does movies.
Jimbo, I could tell. He talked about Scorsese and vinyl, and, you know, you could tell a lot about the questions people ask.
Mm-hmm. Woof. Let JQ ask you a question.
Speaking of that, I got to give it up to Trey, because of him, made me stop living in apartments and get a damn house and everything.
Because the neighbors knew your name.
They knew me, but I tried to keep it silent. But my neighbors, they was a little thuggish. That song came out, everybody want to prove everybody wrong. Upstairs, every night. How you doing?
He said that song came out. Every night
I couldn't sleep, and then what threw me off is the downstairs, because I stayed in the middle. The downstairs,
but
I heard.
But how he brought it up was speaking of that. Speaking of what?
That's right.
Ain't no transition. Ain't no transition. Hey, bro, this is what we go through every day. Right. You get the lead. Said, we don't get
that,
the lead.
Speaking of that, Trey Songz, the reason I don't win, he got home. What? We was talking about movies.
Hey, this is like a movie. And hold on, Trey. How about the downstairs? How about the downstairs couple? They downstairs, and I can hear the boom, boom, boom. Then I started hearing something on the flow beating. So I seen old boy the next day. I said, man, how would you? I ain't getting in your business.
You notice how he finished his story. Nobody wanted to hear this story.
He said, he had the girl. Yes. They had low seats on the first floor. Yeah. He said he had this girl up on his neck and now her head. Was, I said, man, you gonna get a true story. Now, where the change came, this was a month of this. When my daughter came to stay with me one weekend and it happened, and she said, Daddy, what is this? I can't stay in apartments no more. Call the broker. Thank you, Trey.
I appreciate you, man. What? I got you. I done changed your life.
What?
Inadvertently. I don't know.
Can you change the way he talk?
I can. Man,
let's matriculate on one of his songs for the
man. Wait,
hold on. This is the one word I need spelled.
You want him to spell?
I need it spelled and defined.
Man, you asking the wrong person, sir. Wrong person.
Well, is it matriculate or pertriculate?
You can both of them. We be pertriculating too. You know, so we're gonna pertriculate tonight.
Okay, but what does it mean,
man? To do anything, man, matriculate is just making it happen, making it do what it do, putting a sprinkle on it to bring every time the adversity is together
like
and not beefing.
Salt.
Yeah, man. You know
like some
saying?
Good old bay
you know
on some crab legs.
Just like I said, you know, you gonna see a lot of tenders at the in-store today. A lot of daffodils at the in-store today. And
daffodils.
Yeah, man.
Daffodils, okay. Sunflowers.
Yeah,
that's a new one on us. He just added to the repertoire. We've never heard of the daffodils.
Hey, man, you need to freestyle with him, man.
I gotta freestyle with you before
he still
want
to do it.
Yeah, come on.
That's his moment right there.
Come on, because I am the freestyle king.
Excuse me, because I know we on Keisha time.
No, you good.
She said this family.
Okay, everybody, calm down. I would if we could for a moment. I know we having fun with Mr. Songz. I know we are. But I would like for him to at least let the audience hear a song from the new album.
Oh, yeah.
If that's okay.
Fun. We ain't played nothing.
We can play at least one song from the album, then y'all can go back to your fun with Mr. Songz, okay?
Oh, man.
All right. What song can we get into on the
Let's
Mr. Songz album?
Nobody Else But You. You know what I'm
All
saying?
Right. Don't even ask him, right? Damn him.
Now give him a good synopsis.
Uh-oh.
Because when you out there in life, you have that special someone that comes in your life where nothing else matters. The money don't matter. The work don't matter. The jewelry don't matter. The cars don't matter. The excess tenders don't matter. Nobody else but you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, why are you looking
that
like that?
Actually, you matriculated on through that one.
Goddamn, Mr. Songz, you can be a part of the show.
Nobody Else But You, Trey Songz, new album. Tremaine, he's here at 97.9 The Box. Keisha Nicole from Middays, we taking over her show right now, but she's in here. They having so much fun. I ain't seen them have this much fun with an artist in so long. They over here, they just, and Trey Songz is a nice guy. Look at it. He just being nice to everybody. He's just being wonderful to everybody. You know what I find amazing as Trey's over there playing with J-Mac? That he got actual CDs. And I thought that record companies, you know, forfeited going CD altogether. So I know every artist on Atlantic, they ain't pressing up no CDs for them. No disrespect, I'm just saying. I'm just telling you the truth. I know everybody ain't getting a CD out of the game.
Yeah, CDs cost money.
Why would you do this?
Oh, well, like I said, I look at the analytics, and my fan base is still, like on my last album, I was 60-40, and that was 3 years ago, so streaming has changed, but I was 60-40 hard copy and 60% hard copy, 40% digital.
Your fans still want to hold...
Yeah,
they want to physically hold your music.
Urban is the latest format to move to primarily streaming over hard copies. But if you look in pop records, they still putting out CDs. Like you can still go get CD.
I didn't even know they still had stores left out there. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It ain't too many. But we at Cactus today. Don't need a trip.
All right, what's the time on that? I think it's 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
6 o'clock until 8. Okay. He's gonna be there. You got what's up? Because we're on your show now, Keisha.
Trey,
so you take you
when
take
you
the
link
lead.
Up with Drake and Odell Beckham, because you guys hang out a lot. Like, what do you guys do? Because I saw you guys on the boat, and everybody made a whole big deal about it. Because
he's mad about that boat.
Everybody's so mad about that boat. But like, I mean, a day with Drake, Odell, and Trey. What are y'all typically doing?
Oh man, you know, Odell, I actually was a fan of his when he was in college. You know, he was a fan of my music. I would see him post stuff with the music. So once he got on, sent him a congratulations, you know. And we just started kicking it. The first time we actually ever really hung out, he came to my 30th birthday. And, you know, it's just, it's good to be, you know, to see people in different professions just uplift one another. You know, this ain't hard, man. You know, it's success of any form, especially when everybody's watching. So I think the conversations we have range from, you know, what you would expect us to talk about to, you know, real emotions of dealing with, you know, every day being a celebrity, having the pressure on you to do whatever you're supposed to do. It's just good that, like, all my friends, Fab, Kevin Hart, you know, it's great friends I actually got in the industry. It's a lot of people that are more associates, but it's actually great people that I can call, you know, if I ever really was going through something or needed some help. So it's amazing to have, you know, real relationships built.
I'm glad you mentioned that. How do you deal with fame? Because a lot of guys, you know, I was watching No Malice from the clips. I was watching this special, and everybody is not built for fame, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and in so many words, you know, he was kind of like alluding to that, and it kind of lost his way and had to be led back, so to speak.
But how even before the fame, you know, No Malice, like a lot of what he teaching and preaching now is because, you know, he feel that him, not even before he was famous, like him, the things he really did, like he was really out there selling crack. He was really out there.
Yeah, he feel it.
So, you know, for that, that change is amazing to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see somebody that's like, you know, totally changed their whole life because, you know, they felt it. And I think, you know, thinking back to Al Green and Marvin Gaye making secular music and religious music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is my friend. Marvin Gaye made Al Green, R. Kelly even. I think, you know, things like that, because it plays on the mind. You know, people put you on this pedestal, but people so quick to take you off it as well.
Hmm.
You know, they, people raise you up, but you got to still be humble. How you be grounded when they put you so high in the sky? You know, so myself, I just try to keep my morals close to home. I go home as much as I can. You know, I keep constant contact with my mother, my grandmother, my family, people that know me for me. And, you know, dealing with fame, you just got to remember that you're a regular person, that people...
How can you? Because everybody blows you up. Your fan, you got a whole crew. You got a whole thing called Trey's Angels.
Right.
And their life mission is to blow you up continuously.
But furthermore, I gotta know that although they blow me up and they make me this they put me on this, you know, this shrine, you know, I have to know that if I live in this moment where I'm elevated and I believe that I'm really this person, because this ain't me, this God, you know what I mean? I can sing, but it ain't God chose for me to be able to sing, you know? So what do I do with the message outside of lyrically? What do I do with the message outside of when I sing? I go, I motivate, I let people know that no matter what it is you want to do, no matter what they deter you from, because my first two albums wouldn't have dictated that I'd be as successful as I am. Where I'm from, the school I went to, the house I grew up in, it would not dictate for me to be this person. So me knowing that and knowing where I came from, that keeps me very grounded in who I am. Of course, I have my moments where my head big as... who doesn't, though? You know
that's
what I
mean? Cool that you said
that. No, you got... like the thing I think that people misunderstand about celebrities, we human. You know, sometimes we react. You know, it's just, it's microscopic, though, like the lens we're viewed through, you know, so any mistake is the biggest mistake, and any success is the biggest success. So, I heard Barack Obama one time say after he got a bill passed that, you know, we never get too high, we never get too low on accomplishments or failures, you know, and if you continue that mindset, then you will continue to walk.
Why is then you see so many that come, and this is any business, this is anything that thrusts celebrity on you. What do you think happened to them? And we're just talking generically, person in particular. Why is there a difference between the one person that can handle the fame and then you have the other person that just, they just out of control?
The
rise and fall is going to be
I mean,
great.
The thing is, what's really handling it? You know, time passed. You done seen Britney Spears cut her hair off. You done seen her go crazy, and she done came back to be a person. What is handling fame? We human beings. We go through things. What is handling life? People have ups and downs in life where they bug out, just everybody not watching. You know, you just got to deal with it as its life. You know, you can't, once again, coming back to the same thought process, you can't live your life for nobody but yourself. So once you start doing that, and the voices of others start affecting the way that you really live in your life, because we got to realize as entertainers, people say things in passing. People don't really even mean nothing. It's just a thing to comment on. You know, you look at somebody's timeline on their Twitter feed, they might have 30 things they didn't talk about. And they didn't talk about you in passing. And 2 seconds later, they talking about the next person. Then they want to know what they're going to eat. But you sitting there like, damn, why you say that about me? You know what I mean?
That's some deep perspective, man. No, I never even thought about it like that.
And if you really give that more time than they giving it, then you failed. You know what I mean? You done fell in the trap.
It never bothers you, though? I'm glad you brought that up. You go to social media. Does. Okay.
Yeah, everything. I'm a human being.
Man, I heard that last Trey song.
I get offended just like anybody else. My feelings get hurt just like anybody else. But we expected for that not to happen. And when we react to that, we judge much more harshly. So in order to succeed in this, you got to have such thick skin. And you got to believe so confidently in what it is you're doing and, you know, what it is you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. Because time heals all wounds. That's what people's comments. That's people, you know, wishing bad things on you. That's negative energy. If you can make it through, I got a tattoo right here, man, when I was like 19. And this before I had watches. So this ain't about the watch.
It's a nice watch, by the way. If you want to just give that off.
But if you look, that's a storm. Okay. But that's the sun shining at the end of it. Lightning and all, dark clouds. But if you get through the storm, and that's relative, you know, and that's very.
You keep that there to remind you when you start tripping,
yeah,
or things start to happen, and you know,
I look
you need
down
that.
And it's like, man, just hold on.
Okay,
just hold on. It's gonna be cool. And just as people, I feel like everything is a conversation versus a real emotion. Like it's just it's a bullet point to speak on. Like, you know, this person did this, boom, what's next? This person did this, what's next? It's never the uplifting or the trying to figure out what really happened. It's really just getting it out there and moving
just
the on.
Bullet point.
Yeah, it's systematic. You know, at this point, it's like, it's the bullet point. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get to what we got to get to. Not realizing it's real emotions if I was really a real person on the end of the conversation. So, you know, you as an artist, you got to deal with that and know that people are talking about you in passing. It's a fleeting moment for people's mouths, because as soon as you come with another hit, as soon as you come with another smash, as soon as you come with another tour, you know, people change like the weather. And if you can stay durable, you're going to make it.
Trey Songz.
Trey, real quick. You say you're about 30 now. How old are you?
32.
Has your mom been like, Trey, we going to have these kids now?
Well, actually, I got the song Playboy. I actually speak about it.
Oh,
my mama been asking me to have kids since I was like 22.
You ain't... All these years, you ain't never slipped up, huh?
No.
Wait a minute. Wait,
what you want to slip up?
We didn't have by the age of
she's proud of you because you...
three.
She's proud of you because you've never slipped up. Round of applause because Trey, he's never dropped one out there. He's been able to hold it through. All the groupie love, all that. He's been able to hold on tight and not give that to
anyone. Man, I grew up without my pops, man. You know, and I don't... Whether it be... you know, whatever reason he was not there, I know there would be reasons that I wouldn't be there the years before this man with this Snapchat.
Matt, can you please? You distract him when you do that.
He's getting ready. He's writing freestyles in his mind, right?
Oh,
right.
No.
You know exactly why he over there, right? Boy, you must be know him. You do know J-Mac. J-Mac don't give a damn about nothing we talking about. J-Mac looking at his wife like, when we going to rap?
He like, Tracy.
When we going to rap, man? This is cool, but when we going to rap? Yeah, you might know him for real, Mr. Songz. Yeah. You might know him. Go ahead. I'm sorry, bro. Can you please stop distracting him?
I will.
We're talking about how your dad wasn't in your life.
Oh, right.
Gee.
Look, to hide the pain.
I was going to ask you, though. You know, when women, when they don't grow up with a father, sometimes people say that they have that no daddy syndrome. Did that affect you as a man and how you deal with relationships?
I mean, I think it still affects me to this day. Yeah. I ain't really all the way dealt with it. Him and I never really had a conversation. Mm-hmm. So I think some of the acting out I do, some of the things I do is probably because of that. You know, you go to psychiatrists, they tell you all this. But my thought process on having children is really that for whatever reason he wasn't there, I know that there would be at the prime of my music career, if I had children, there would be reasons that I wouldn't be there for my kids that I'm not really okay with. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see my kids' first steps. I want to be there when they speak their first words. I want to be a father, and I furthermore I want, and this is, you know, it's a reach, in today's society, especially being who I am, having been in this industry for so long, to find a real love that the child can look at mm-hmm. and say, this is what a family is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've seen few representations of that in my life. And I think when you hear songs like Nobody Else But You, songs like Playboy, it's all the way down to the root of, you know, women being conditioned to want to be married when they're young, and men being asked by their uncle, like, if you got some, you got some yet?
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's real, like that play on the psych. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As a young man, you're not actually, you're not like, you got a girlfriend, you about to get, you want to do this or want to do that. It's all about, you know, the savage, like you being a young man out there.
Have you slipped up?
Are you handling your business?
Yeah.
You know, but our young ladies are taught to be well kept and mm-hmm. to keep yourself appropriate for, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So I think it's just, it's something that as I learn more about myself, and as, you know, I just take my walk through life, I want to, anywhere where I can not make mistakes. If I have a child that's unplanned, you know, I'm own up to that, you know. But I if as long as it's in my control, I would like not to.
What's your love language? Because remember he asked that.
Oh,
Trey, have you figured out what your love language is?
I'm a trickling, soft dripping, dripping, spilling all over the shit.
I only asked that because he asked Big Sean that, and I was in.
Hey, hold on. No, hold on. Hold on. She's lying. Hold on.
Very carefully.
Hold on. I did not.
I got to give him the no look.
Hold on. We were talking about books. I asked him what books he read, and that was one of the books he read.
Okay.
Love sign.
And it was followed by, what's your love language? But what is? Do you know what your love language is?
See, she want to ask you that question.
Oh, okay.
What's your love language?
Mine is more of like
I'm
affection.
Bilingual.
Affection.
You're stupid.
I can talk to both sexes.
It's the man Adam on the show.
Okay.
All right, can we play one more song for Trey? Because we got to let him go. He got other stuff he got to do in his city.
Look at Mac's face. He like, so y'all
we're going to at least let you get 32 seconds of freestyle time with Mr. Song. No, I'm talking about, that ain't what your girl said. Sorry, Mr.
He didn't make it that far, Hatter. He doesn't make it that far. I'm learning, huh?
You know, before we try to get another song, I know you mentioned your father. Is there a time when you're going to, try to.
I mean, I know my father. Like, I've seen him like in the last couple months. You know, and
rough conversation.
You know, not even really. It's, you know, I want him to be my friend at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's even hard. You know,
right.
Just,
okay.
You know, he my pops. So at the end of the day, like, you know, that's important. That's why if he was to be taken off this earth tomorrow, I'd be sad.
Okay.
About the time we missed. So, you know, me as a man dealing with. You know, his not being there is, you know, at this point, I'm trying to get past that and get to the part where we can be free. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm being optimistic, you know, and wanting to, you know, have some closure with that part of my life. But, you know, his mother, his father, my grandparents, I love them. You know, I go see them all the time. Him and I are very strange because, you know, my daddy had me when he was very young. And as a man, I understand certain things. Like, my daddy wanted to be out there in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was 17 years old when he had me. My mother made sacrifices that he couldn't make at the time. And being a young man, like, having be my age right now and seeing what life is out there for a young man his age, have a baby, you know what I mean? And you got a woman that's going to take care of it no matter what you do,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to do it well. You know, I can't say I wouldn't have made the same decisions he did. So, not to say I'm still mad at him, but a little bit.
You know, I appreciate your honesty and even talking.
Can I ask you something? Because I deal with the same thing with, like, my dad. At a point, do you be like, I went through my whole life without you, so it's kind of hard to let somebody in. Like, for me, it's like, I was fine without you. My mom did an amazing job, right. So, like, why do I need you now? Do you ever, like, think about that?
No, I definitely think about that. And but in the other hand, while I'm thinking about that, like, what's the win in continuing to push you away? Like, have I really grown if I can't allow you in? Or if I can't allow us to come to some sort of resolution to have a conversation about, or a few conversations to have moments. It's just tricky, man. You know, because you want people to change. You want people to be.
Is it a fear because you think you'd be, because you
I think
don't,
I'd be disappointed.
Because well, not even that, because your relationship now is based on not Trey Songz, it's based on Trey Songz.
Well, I saw the change you know, in a lot of people early on in my career, I saw the change in him. I saw the change in many people. You know, when you become successful, people around you will say you change, but the immediate success, you still ain't figured it out yet that you have to change. Mm. So you still trying to stay the same. When you supposed to change, like, don't let nobody, and this speaking to everybody,
I love
your voice right now. Like, when you become successful and people tell you not to change, why wouldn't you change? It's evolution, it's life. You shouldn't be doing the same things as you attain success, and you shouldn't be doing the same things because people say you're supposed to be doing them. You're not the same guy. No, I'm not. No, so I saw people change around me early on, and it took a while for me to realize I had to change, you know, because people will put these, people needed this from me. I didn't give it to them. I was different. You know what I mean? So,
how were you able, as a young man, how were you able to do that? Because it took a while.
Like,
because you know the expectation is that there's certain things that you got to do.
Right.
According to the laws of the street.
Yeah, to keep it real.
According to the laws of keeping it real.
But keeping it real is really taking care of yours. Making sure that the people that depend on you are taken care of and giving them an opportunity versus a handout. You know, I tell the people around me, my staff, like, I'm not going to give you nothing. Like, you, and I'm not going to pat you on the back when you do a good job. I'm going to tell you when you did something wrong because you're supposed to do a good job.
Mm.
Secondly, if you could be around me and meet the people that I meet and be in the circles that I meet and you cannot create opportunities for yourself, if you don't see an opportunity that you can create from the situations you're in, then you kind of no value to me. No, really.
I feel that.
Yeah, you need people around that can create opportunities. I can't, because I'm giving you an opportunity right now, being here. You know, if we go and, you know, we just say we go to the show and my photographer and Sade's there and he don't tap me and he's like, let's get this picture. I don't get a picture. That moment's not captured because. Mm-hmm. I'm fearful, and he's more on his job.
Yeah,
than, you know what
right.
I mean?
He should be on his job. Exactly. That's why you
he
got him
sees
there.
The opportunity.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or if I'm trying to think of just, you know, hypothetical situations, but if you in a situation where you're the leader and you have people around you
who ain't helping to elevate,
helping,
that's right.
Who,
that's
who
right. They thought, dead weight.
Who thought process isn't, let me get this number. Let me get that number. Let me. You know, I had a conversation with
my favorite song.
Liabilities. You can't have right those liabilities.
I have.
That's
I had
real.
A conversation. Like, yeah. So yesterday, we in Mesquite, and two white police officers. You wouldn't have thought they was nice to Negroes at all, but they was but they was the nicest white cops I ever met, and we ain't get their number. In the city, they drove us all the way back to Dallas. They asked us we want something to eat. They was and we ain't get their number. I talked to my security. I said, so you ain't got the police number? That was super helpful to us. Get the police number, cause that's obvious to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You make yourself valuable by the things you think and thinking ahead. If I gotta tell you everything, I don't want to tell you nothing.
Can you say that again, please?
I think they heard me. Everybody in here worked for the man had a morning show.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that?
If I got to tell you everything, I don't want to tell you nothing.
Mm. J-Mac, can you put that in your phone like you got everything else?
No, he about to make a bar out of it.
Okay. Trey, what we going to play on the album? Can we play another song right quick, Cooper? Do we
of
got
course.
Time?
Of course.
Or we need to go to a break right quick? Because we already took over Keisha's show.
Let's play song calls. This is Keisha's show.
This is actually Keisha's show. If I at any time just get up and leave, it's because it's your show.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything disrespectful.
Please leave. No, like, wait. Some girl tweeted me, was like, Keisha want the meat, bro. I'm like, where did you get that from? Out the question.
You want the what?
The meat.
Maybe she spelled it wrong. She's talking about like an introduction.
She's like, Keisha wants the meat, bro. And like, added Trey songs. I was like, excuse me?
What is she trying to
say? So hold up. You brought that up to say, what? Hold up.
No,
yes,
yeah,
she does.
Hold up, man. I'm not JQ.
How many other tweets you got in there?
Y'all got it.
How many other tweets you got?
Because it made me mad.
Come on,
y'all don't make me
all right, sense. We live. We
every
live, people.
Touchdown,
man, let me tell you. You got the whole staff up here acting away. Kiati up here. He ain't never come up here on this show. We can't get him in the streets with us, though. Our boss done walked in. God. Trey Songz, you did that.
We had a great morning.
You did that. You are awesome.
And Keisha said she don't want to meet.
I don't want the meat.
We had a little sidebar.
I don't want the meat, bro.
A little sidebar off air. Just to make sure, you know what I'm saying?
But I still want to know what your love language is.
Uh-oh.
I told you bilingual.
We want to be clear.
All sets of lips.
JQ don't want the meat either. I know some of y'all out there were asking, but I want to just clarify that too. I'm just clarifying, JQ. A couple of people. All right. Producer of the show, which is now the Keisha Nicole show. All right. A couple of things that you need to know.
We got to burn the footage.
Friday, May 26th, Trey Songz is back in the city at Warehouse Live. Yes. But tickets go on sale today.
Yeah, they on sale right now.
So you can get your tickets for that. Also, there's a meet and greet. You buy the CD, Tremaine, today at Cactus Music. He's going to sign them from 6 until 8. That's 2110 Portsmouth Street. So
go out there to Cactus Music
and get your Trey Songz CD, okay? I had to handle business. I know we having fun, but he on business, and I want to make sure the business get out.
Think about that tweet. Look at her. We had just talked about this.
Had a whole conversation. Well, I'm upset that she would even think something like that.
Why would she say that?
I can't believe it.
Why would she even say that?
But why would she bring it up?
Nothing to insinuate.
You gotta. Trey Songz over there. He like, why she bring it up then? I did a whole 5-minute sermon on social media. That's what he said. Right. Why you even bring that up?
She went straight to the negative tweet.
She said, I want your meat, Trey Songz.
Oh, you look so pretty today. I saw you on the snap. Oh, man, you sound so good. True, you want the meat. Well, no, she didn't.
I'm offended, Mr. Songz. I'm just offended that she would even say something like that.
Right. Your fault.
Why would she say that?
But I don't want your meat.
She says, Trey, keep
look, she's still
meat,
reading
bro. Like, I'm gonna
that's the one that made you mad.
How she thinking, how Pimp Stank, see, after Trey had left,
here we go, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
got
yeah.
in this car, because she did at him, and that's what Keisha was worried about. And, you know, he might say, got in this car, oh, yeah,
we don't know.
I knew Lil Tender was feeling me.
Are you getting a picture of this so you can see it?
No, like,
what?
This is what we do every morning, Mr. Song. We don't know what he's doing.
We have to discuss
no,
these
we
type
don't,
of things
no.
and move forward in the culture.
Okay, all right. To move forward in the culture.
We have to know what that response was.
Man, you got to ride before you glide, baby. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I don't know if that's true.
Y'all really enjoy Mr. Song's way too much. My apologies once again for all of our behavior since you've been here.
It's been a hell of a
right.
morning.
Can we do this for Trey Songz to play another one of his songs?
Yes.
Jimbo is here. We bring him back in the white portion of the show.
Jimbo. Yes.
Thank you.
There's a series of questions.
Yes, right.
For Mr. Songz.
It's does Trey know his songs? Basically, Trey, we give you a lyric line.
He said,
line.
They mofos done lost their mind over here.
We I'm give not, you a lyric note line. Yourself, you got to tell us which song is from
okay.
your song.
Okay.
Right.
Let's see.
All right.
Let's see if we can get all five of them.
You
here's the first
it,
one.
Though.
I know, I'm about to sing.
I sure hope you know yourself, Mr. Songz, because it's going to be sad if you don't.
All the times when I know I should be smiling seem to be the time that I frown the most.
Heart attack.
Absolutely right. He's got that.
All
button.
The times when I know I okay, should be smiling seem to be the time.
He got lucky on that one. That was luck right there. J-Mac whoa. And...
Okay.
Okay, maybe it wouldn't.
All right, second one. I've been out here in the streets, and I done learned. Every girl
sex ain't better than love.
Man, hold up.
You really know yourself. I've been out here in these streets, and I done. Stop. He's singing that. He doing that. Do it again.
I can't hear it. Sex ain't. I don't know if I'm in the right key.
You are. You actually are, yeah. You did that, man. Give me the next one.
All right. Now whip it straight back to the crib. Finna give you something you won't forget.
Hold on, say it one more time.
Sound like something JQ was saying.
That's a Pimperelli-ism right there. You didn't get me.
Thank you. Come read this one.
Something that you won't forget.
There you
that's
go.
Slow motion.
Okay.
This is a trick one. When I touch her, she like, ooh. When
that's
I hug
Girl
her.
Tonight featuring, that's Twista song featuring me.
Yeah, very good. Man,
2005. That's
yourself.
The first song I was ever featured on.
And For the Win.
For the win.
For the win. I see you trying to handcuff her on the street. Stop tripping. You can't control that freak.
Stop tripping. You can't control that freak.
Two drinks. I only came here for two reasons. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very nice. Your prize is you get to actually be Trey Songz.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and don't want my meat.
Don't let that bring you down. There's a lot of other women out there that want you.
You see, I keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Why are you going to? He's a guest, man. You offended him.
Did I?
Yeah, because you didn't want his meat. All these women that want his, there's tons of women. No, and here you are.
If I would have said, hey, I wanted the meat, then what happens?
Oh, he gives it to you. Oh. This is obvious.
Yeah, we just want to get this portion of the conversation going. What you saying? What was that hypothetical?
Jimbo, 3 hours later, what happened?
All right, kids, calm down. Okay. All right, Tremaine is the album.
Yes.
Hey, man. Let me tell you, you got my whole staff in here acting the fool, man. I appreciate the way you have brought everybody together to have an enjoyable time. You answered all questions.
And I
know Max said this to you earlier, it's the truth. A lot of times you meet cats on the way up and they change. They act different when we see them as a teenager.
Right.
They start acting, they start feeling themselves.
Yeah.
You've walked in this door and humbled yourself, and this is why you've had a 12-year career.
I appreciate it, bro.
This stuff like this, the stuff you do for your fans, you know, I get the chance to watch you on Instagram and whatnot, and the stuff that you do. You're going to be all right, man.
My man, I appreciate it.
I love
it,
everything about Trey Songz. Y'all
Thank
make
you,
sure
bro.
Y'all support this brother. H-time. Thank you.